and welcome to another episode of Indie Darlings, the podcast where we discuss indie films that we consider to be indie darlings. Now, an indie darling can be a good or a bad thing. It's just a film that stands out among other indie films. And today's special guest is the comedian, improviser, and for those of you that know him, a huge sports fan, Cody Kopp.
Hello.
Now, Cody, you're a huge sports fan and a huge fan of documentaries.
Yep.
What made you choose today's film, which is the 2011 documentary Undefeated?
I'm a big fan of sports, you know, pretty much any sport I keep up on it. And I also, documentary is my favorite genre of film. So naturally, I love sports docs. And, you know, I keep like a list of documentaries I love. And when we were talking about doing this podcast, I took a look at that list and Undefeated seemed like the clear movie that I wanted to talk about. It's a wonderful, inspiring doc.
Yeah. Now, okay, so this film, it won the Oscar for Best Documentary.
Won Best Documentary Feature that year.
Mm-hmm. And there's a thing with documentaries, like, I think people take for granted now. For a while, documentaries weren't always these wonderful, amazing films. A lot of them were either education films or straight up propaganda films. And so in order to make a documentary that that's riveting and also seems unbiased, but still provides a narrative, is truly a work of art.
Yeah.
So for people that know me, I'm not a sports fan. I feel like our watching experiences were probably very different.
Yeah. Like, but I think that's the thing about this movie that's like so great is you don't have to be a sports fan, like, because there's like four clear, amazing characters that like you could have like written, you know?
Yeah.
And they like follow like a beautiful dramatic arc throughout the entire movie.
For people that aren't familiar with this film, it centers on four people. It's a football film, a film about a high school football team in Memphis, Tennessee, at the school of Manassas High. And this school is considered one of the more poor schools.
Yeah. And especially in their athletics program, they had many seasons of going like 0-16. They've never really won a game. They've never in their entire high school history won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And so this movie follows the coach Courtney and his sixth year of being coach at Manassas High and trying to get his team to turn it around.
It centers on Coach Courtney and three of the students, football players. One is OC. He's known as OC.
OC Brown.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a very talented player. But he's got academic issues. He struggles in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's unbelievably gifted. He got like, you know, offer letters from colleges like every day. But his grades are just, you know, he struggles with that.
There's a scene in the beginning of the doc where you see him holding a stack of letters from different schools. And the person holding the camera is like, was that from this week? And he's like, no, this was from today. And the other character they center on is a character known as, I think it's Montreal.
Money.
Yeah, they call it, but he goes by Money. He's very small for a football player, but he's a very talented football player because he just has a lot of fight in him.
Yeah, he's like the undersized, scrappy talker. Like, it's a standard, I feel like, character that you would see in like a movie, but it's really cool to see.
He's like the Kevin Hart of this team.
Yes. Yes. He's exactly like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, and he's also very, he's talented academically.
Yeah, he's got a 3.8 and he's got dreams and aspirations, but, you know, he just needs to get a break in this life.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we'll discuss, you know, he goes through a lot throughout the school year.
And the lastly, they have
Chavis.
I kept saying his name wrong. Chavis or Chavis.
Yeah, I thought it was Jameis for a while, Chavis.
No, I had subtitles on and thank God. Chavis. And he is a very talented player, but he's got serious anger issues.
Yeah, he just did, I think, 15 years in jail, or he got out of juvie. And
yeah, he had just, when the documentary starts, he had just gotten out of almost a year of juvie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of footage of him almost getting into fights with people.
Yeah, he's, you know, he had no stability growing up, mm-hmm. and very combative.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the coach never gave up on him, and he starts to turn it around, mm-hmm. and become a productive player.
Well, what's interesting is, like, there's these three boys, they're very different,
mm-hmm.
but they also have a lot in common. None of them have a dad.
Yeah.
Almost all of them are raised by their grandma.
Yeah. This is like, this takes place in like one of the poorest sections of Memphis, Tennessee, which is already one of the rougher cities in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Memphis?
No.
I drove through it once. And
you sped up.
No, it was just like, it was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like the biggest building in Memphis, Tennessee is a gigantic pyramid that is a Bass Pro Shops.
That's strange. I don't know that much about Memphis, but for some reason I assume, since it's a famous city, that it was, I don't know, one of the nicer cities in Memphis.
Yeah, no, I think like parts, it's like anything, parts of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Chicago.
Yeah, parts of it are nice, and then it gets really bad very quickly.
So these kids, like, they have not a lot of stability in their lives. Football is their key out of this harsh life.
Yeah.
But it sucks because they're so young and they're kids, but like they're dealing with such heavy shit.
Yes.
Like one of them, I think Money, his dad died the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wants to get into college, but it's like, with what money? And then he gets injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tears his ACL, I believe.
Yeah, he tears his ACL.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wants to play. But when he finds out he's almost going to miss the whole season, he stops coming to school.
Stops coming to school. He, you know, just completely gives up. But, you know, the coach and his teammates, like, rally around him. And, mm-hmm. like, I thought one of the most... I don't know if you want to like get into like specific scenes yet.
No. You go ahead.
I thought one of the most like emotional and powerful scenes was that moment when like Chavis stood up and like gave him like the game ball, essentially. Like basically throughout this movie, Chavis is this like wild card of a character. And
he's kind of a punk like throughout it. Like he gets in a fight with Money.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the kind of guy who solves things through fighting rather than talking.
Yeah. Like he gets in a fight. They don't show this, but he almost gets in a fight with the assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where he walks off from another fight and the coach, Courtney's chasing him down and literally driving alongside him in his truck.
Yeah.
And being like, you're going to turn around? Are you going to turn around?
Nope.
Yeah. And I felt bad. And I'm like, oh, this kid's got too many issues. Yeah.
And so him and Money get into like a huge fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the movie, when Money's like at his lowest with his torn ACL, and Chavis is finally like turning himself around and like had a great game and won the game ball.
Mm-hmm.
He like passes it off to Money, which I just thought was like, yeah. That's growing into like a man.
Yeah. Like I wrote down some quotes. This is a very quotable movie.
Mm-hmm.
At the very beginning, Coach Courtney says, "Football doesn't build character. Football reveals character."
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you could tell. Well, the thing is, Coach Courtney, he's been through a lot too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he grew up, and his dad walked out on his family when he was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like kind of a football star in his own right.
Right.
But then like him not having a dad really made a huge impact on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he grew up, had kids, but he's very much aware of what a parental presence has on these kids.
Yeah, so he has like this whole struggle too, mm-hmm. of like he wants to be there for these Manassas high school kids and make sure, you know, these kids who have stuck it out all 4 years to have a great senior year.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the amount of hours he has to dedicate to him is causing his other fear.
He's got four kids of his own.
He's got four kids of his own that he's like not paying attention to, and mm-hmm. he's afraid that he's neglecting them. So
yeah,
you know, he's got a lot that he's dealing with in this movie too.
Yeah, and it's so sad because like you want everyone to win because it seems like they deserve it so badly. But
yeah,
it's just, it seems like the odds are always stacked against them. Like, I don't know much about football, but I could tell, but when they were practicing, I was like, wow, these kids do not have money.
No.
Because their equipment looks so flimsy. Mm-hmm. And
that's like a thing that they talked about too, of like Manassas, the high school, like I guess like a few years before got a huge grant and like rebuilt yeah. their school. And yeah. it's a state of the art school, but not a dime went to their athletics
Which
program.
Which is so strange.
And like, so they're like, you see their football field, there's like weeds growing in yeah, it like and they don't have lines or anything.
Apparently they started building it and didn't finish.
Yeah, like they ran out or something
Which
like
is
that.
Just so depressing.
I know.
But here's another thing that's kind of a beat down on them. They get paid to go to, for a while, they got paid to travel to other schools, play the other teams, lose.
Yeah.
And then they'll literally get sent, written a check for playing against another team, basically providing practice for these other teams.
It's so, like, messed up.
I'm like, how is this legal?
Fucked. Yeah, I know. It's so, like, part of this movie, I don't know if you, like, felt like this, it felt like, did you ever watch The Wire?
Yes.
It felt like if like season 4 of The Wire that like focused on schools, like halfway through the season, like took a left turn and became about like a football program.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like in just like how schools like screw over athletics. Oh,
it's so sad. It's so like, there's so much yeah. sadness. But
like, it's also like an incredibly uplifting movie too.
Oh yeah,
for parts of it, like, yeah. you get a lot of like the bad and the sad, but like mm-hmm. I don't want it to seem like this isn't like a totally like riveting,
no
action packed sports movie.
Well, everyone goes so above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where OC, his grades are slipping, and his mom is gonna make him drop football, so they're like, oh, let's get you a tutor, but the tutor won't go to his part of town.
Mm-hmm.
So he ends up staying with the coach, right?
Yeah, so like in an effort to get, because OC is like such a big hit, he like went viral with his like recruitment video, like people were like, oh my god, this guy's so huge and he's so fast, but mm-hmm. his grades are terrible, so
yeah.
they worked out a thing. It's kind of like the movie like Blindside,
yeah.
where like he ends up going and is like essentially fostered for half the week by this wealthy white family, like
yeah.
in like the nice part of Memphis,
yeah.
and they, you know, let him get out of the streets and like focus on school with like a tutor that they bring in and everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that helps him out.
And it's so crazy because he talks about how he's in that neighborhood and he's like, people jog on the streets here. If I jogged in my neighborhood, people would assume I was running from the cops.
I know.
And yeah. I'm like, that sort of atmosphere, like you have, it's impossible to measure how much damage it's doing to a young person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have like no one checking in on you, and well, here's something I noticed mm-hmm. is, I feel like it was most prevalent with Chavis, is that it was hard for them to admit they cared about it so much.
Yeah.
Because so much has been taken away from them,
mm-hmm.
so they can't form attachments.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally a scene where Coach Courtney, like, he gets in these kids' faces, and he's just like, you have to admit that you care.
Yeah.
And then, like, these kids, like, break down, and mm-hmm. it's heart-wrenching to watch. Like, okay, so there's a lot of documentaries about sports,
right.
A lot of good ones,
a lot of great ones. Yeah,
this one I feel like stands out because like it shows all these amazing things these people are doing,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't really feel like a propaganda film.
Exactly. Yeah, it didn't really have as much of an agenda. I mean, yeah, I think like some could argue Coach Courtney kind of comes off a little white savior-y, a little mm-hmm. too much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, later after the movie came out, he, you know, of course, wrote a book about, you know, leadership and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think he's gotten a little bit of criticism for that kind of a thing. But this movie, I think, falls in line with, like, the great sports documentaries like Hoop Dreams. Have you ever seen Hoop Dreams?
Mm-mm.
That's, if you ever have me back on, we're talking about Hoop Dreams. I almost talked about Hoop Dreams, but it's 4 hours long.
Oh, Lord.
But it's just, you know, it's about similar to Undefeated, but like following basketball in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this movie, I feel like, sort of kicked off like a long run of football related documentaries. It like kind of created like a template for mm-hmm. football documentaries. Because mm-hmm. Now you have a very successful Netflix show called Last Chance U, mm-hmm. which is basically the same thing as Undefeated, but with like a junior college. Mm-hmm. And then you also have like NFL Films produces Hard Knocks. They also produce, Amazon has one that okay, the name blanks me. All or Nothing, that's what it's called, okay. And where they follow like a NFL team throughout their year. And it's sort of like that similar style of Undefeated of like camera goes wherever and we're not filtering anything. And
yeah, because the way they shot it cinematography wise, it's very gritty. Mm-hmm. They use harsh lighting. It definitely feels like a documentary. It feels mm-hmm. very real. It doesn't feel like anyone was given a second take.
Yeah.
And these people, I think the reason it feels special is because it doesn't feel predictable.
Right.
Like, because you're like, oh, this is the good guy, this is the good guy, but then you show him screw up later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it does feel like you're watching him from a neutral stance.
Yeah. I think, like, I've seen this movie now, I think, having rewatched it for this podcast, I think I've now watched it about 5 times. And every time I watch it, I am still caught off guard and have my breath taken away during probably, I think, the most emotional scene, which is when Money finds out that an anonymous benefactor, heard about his story and offers to pay for his entire college tuition without ever meeting him.
Yeah. The coach Courtney gets a phone call from a friend of one of the assistant coaches who's like a millionaire. And he finds out that he wants to.
They were like having dinner the night before talking about Money.
Yeah, because Money was like, he was so screwed. Like, he injured his ACL. He couldn't play football. He had good grades, but like he had no money. Money had no money. And I mean, it's just, yeah. And his heart was broken. He wanted to drop out of school. Like, coach had to like demand that he go to school. And he had just started playing again and he finds out on the field. And when he finds out, he like takes off his helmet and like almost collapses. And I was just like, you see so much weight get lifted off this boy's shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so, I'm just like, oh, thank God.
I know. It's one of these movies where like, I wish there was a Wikipedia for documentaries that like followed where the characters went after the documentary ends. There's so many like documentaries where you want to know, like, keep up to date with these people's lives. Yeah. I Googled them too, which we can talk about.
But, there's so many riveting moments. When they're doing the playoff game, that was heart pounding.
Yeah.
Cause it's like this,
they're finally there. They finally get to go to a playoff game.
They finally make it to playoffs. Like, they have a reputation for being a shit school, but then it's finally turning around, and it's so, the score is so close. It's
so close.
Isn't it like by a point?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not a sports person. I don't know what suddenly happened at the end.
Why they lost?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. And I think like that, like, speech that Coach Courtney gives afterwards about like how like anybody can be a champ. It's like how you deal with loss is what like makes you like, gives you character and makes you a man. And like that kind of a thing, I think, gets to like the heart of this movie of like, these are people that, and I think like also is like sort of like a testament to like the power of sports, like in general, of like, these people come from like such hard backgrounds and constantly fight to like better themselves. And like, football creates, and basketball or any sport, like, creates like an environment that like gives kids like a chance to really prove themselves and like fight and fail and learn from it and then fight to win another day. And I think that's something where like, that gets to like, in terms of the present, with like a lot of people throwing criticism at football players for like taking a knee during you know, the anthem or something like that. And it's like, you need to learn, like, these guys are not doing that lightly. Mm-hmm. These, everybody who chooses to make that kind of a risk, you need to understand, like, how hard these people have fought to mm-hmm. get to where they are,
yeah,
and how much it means to them.
Yeah, because very often it's not just them they're worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they come from backgrounds where if they make it out, their whole family's relying on them.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm like, this is so not fair to be just turned 18 mm-hmm. and you're hoping you can save your mom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so not. One of them, I think, had kids already.
Chavis.
Yeah.
Chavis had a baby. And I guess, like, after the movie, like, you check in with them, like, where they are now.
Yeah.
It sounds like Chavis kind of, like, turned his life around.
Yeah.
And is, like, a decent father and cooled off his, like, temper for the most part.
Yeah, I think.
And he's like, he went to, like, a community college and, like, actually graduated.
Yeah, like, okay, so this movie, once it ended, I was like, okay, this is 2011. That was 7 years ago. I have to figure out what happened to these kids.
Yeah.
So I Googled them. Sure enough, there's YouTube updates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the way this movie ends, they lose their final game. But at the very end, when they're wrapping things up, they briefly mention what happened to them. And, okay, so OC makes it into college on a football scholarship. Mm-hmm. And Money ends up going to the same college.
Yeah, so he's able to choose wherever he wants to go. It's paid yeah. for by that anonymous guy.
Yeah.
He chooses to become OC's roommate.
Yeah.
And it becomes like the team manager.
Yeah, he's the team manager, which
Paint
I think is
the
adorable.
Lines on the field. Yeah, which is very cute.
And then Chavis ends up becoming, he wasn't a senior, right?
No, yeah, he was a junior. So yeah. he played one more year and yeah. was like defensive player of the year for
yeah, and
Manassas.
He was like team captain. Mm-hmm. And then Coach Courtney ends up quitting the team to spend more time with his own kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up coaching his son's football team. His son's like in junior high or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and their first game ended up being against Manassas.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then so, okay, I was like, okay, I have to find out what happened to these kids. And okay, so OC goes to college, but he gets cut. He talks about how when you have nothing and all of a sudden you're given everything, you don't know how to handle
yeah.
it. And I was like, I was afraid of this.
I know.
I was so afraid of this. Like, he starts screwing up. He starts partying too much.
He got in a little too much into the party scene
yeah.
at college. You know, yeah. I don't blame him. You know, you go from absolutely nothing to, like, all of a sudden you have 80,000 people at a football arena
yeah.
cheering your name.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're not in a shitty neighborhood anymore. Mm-hmm. And honestly, even kids from regular circumstances, mm-hmm. when they go to college, they go a little nuts because they're given freedom.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine what it was like to have nothing and then go into an environment where you suddenly have all this freedom but also security. And so, I mean, I'm not surprised, but it's just, you know, a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But apparently he's trying to turn it around.
Yeah, I guess he turned it around. So he got kicked out of that school.
Yeah.
He lost his scholarship, which is a bummer. And yeah. then
he ended up going to a different school.
He ended up going to a smaller school uh-huh. and I believe was able to finish
yeah.
out and get a degree. I think he wants to be a coach.
Yeah, he wanted to go into football coaching.
Yeah.
And Money mm-hmm. got into some trouble too. There was like a weird thing where they thought he stole a laptop.
I guess from what was, I don't know too much about the particulars, but I guess like he was at that at college and I guess there was a situation with him and some other guys that involved theft of a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims, you know, that he was actually the one to like return it.
Mm-hmm.
But the school didn't see it that way. And so they kicked him out and he lost his scholarship. Mm-hmm. But then later on got back together and went to like a smaller school.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that anonymous person kept funding him.
Yeah.
So that was cool that they were able to like do that. But then yeah. I believe Money became like involved with like a youth ministry or some sort of nonprofit, like Christian organization, and became sort of like a mentor to a high school athlete. So I believe he actually ended up back in Memphis.
Maybe even at
Manassas.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I guess the most surprising one is like, because everyone I think assumes like Chavis, he was already in juvie before. Like, he was probably going to lose his temper again, end up in jail. But he actually turned his life around,
mm-hmm.
and he went to college.
Yeah, he went to like a local community college and did well and got his degree and is like hanging out somewhere now and is like a decent father. Like,
yeah, he's got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, he went on a public speaking tour with Coach Courtney after the film came out.
Yeah.
And I think the success of that mm-hmm. might have helped launch him in the right direction.
Could have, yeah. I think like all these guys, because this documentary, once you win the Academy Award, like all of a sudden you see people like, you know, crediting, like you go to like Manassas High School's website, it mentions Undefeated on their,
oh,
you know, on their athletics webpage and yeah. everything. So that's yeah. like a credit that they're going to have forever.
Yeah, that's, and yeah, I guess what makes this so special is that there's something, the documentary, it's unpredictable, but it also, it's so raw.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want things to go a certain way. It builds and builds and builds. Yeah. And it's like, ah, fuck, you know?
Yeah, I think this like documentary did like an amazing job at like opening like a lens to like, four very likable, dynamic characters,
mm-hmm.
and you get to see like the left turns that like life throws at them and how they're able to like adjust for the better or for the worse, like,
yeah,
essentially through the lens of like a football film.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if people liked this film,
yeah,
evidently people did,
mm-hmm.
what other movies would you recommend?
I mentioned Hoop Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That's another really good one. And then, yeah, like check out Last Chance U. It's mm-hmm. essentially the same thing, but it's at a junior college. It's similar of like kids that came from nothing
mm-hmm.
who like got kicked out of college and they try to rehabilitate their image at a junior college in Mississippi and hopes to get back into like a major college. So mm-hmm. that's like the difference between Undefeated and Last Chance U.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a more like a television show.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I also really like Hard Knocks and All or Nothing, because you get to then like if you start at, you know, Undefeated, you get to see like the beginnings of where these kids like have their hopes and dreams. And then you go to like Hard Knocks where they're on an NFL team and you get to see like people who have now like made it mm-hmm. and are living their dreams,
yeah,
or are rookies and are trying to like secure a spot. So it's kind of nice to see like that journey of an athlete like come full circle there.
Mm-hmm. I guess for me, I'm not a big sports person, but if I had to recommend another documentary based on this one, it would be the 30 for 30,
mm-hmm.
the Tonya Harding one.
Okay.
That's riveting because she had such a rough start.
Oh yeah, all the 30 for 30s are great. I mean, the Tonya Harding one's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of 30 for 30s that we could do an entire podcast just reviewing.
Just 30 for 30s.
Doing 30 for 30s.
30 episodes for 30.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, I thought Remember the Titans was a really good one.
Yeah,
that's not a documentary, but it's a good sports film.
Yeah, this movie is very much like real life Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
You know,
like part of me was like, was this the inspiration for Blindside? Because it sounds like it.
Yeah, it's very similar to like the stories of like Blindside. But, you know, it's true and you get to see it like happening in the moment. And
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Coach Courtney is a very dynamic, passionate character.
Yeah.
Who like really wants to see these kids, you know, make
There's a scene that I wrote down that made me so sad. It was the scene where, okay, so OC's in the back of Coach Courtney's car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, who are you dating now? And he's like, this girl named Okneva or something like that. And he's like, he wants cologne. And mm-hmm. then Coach Courtney reaches into his car and shows him how to use it. And I was like, God damn, this kid needs a dad so bad. I was like, all these little things that just, it's so heartbreaking.
Just like, be there for your kids. That's the mission of this movie.
Yeah, because there's all these little moments that like, I guess you can't really share with a mom or a grandma. Mm-hmm. And just guidance. And he loves these kids. Mm-hmm. He tells them that.
Yeah.
And like, these kids, they need it so badly.
Yeah.
And he'll tell them, I'm proud of you. I love you. And it's just like, oh, these kids, they need it so badly. It's so moving, though.
Would you watch more? Does this movie make you want to watch more sports, like, related movies?
Well, the thing with documentaries, if it's a really good one, it doesn't matter what the subject is.
Right.
So I think it's just whoever did this. Mm-hmm. It's just two guys that did it. It says it was written by Kevin Yagernoth.
I believe so, yeah.
But they did some other stuff, too, but they're very talented documentarians. But I guess, I don't know.
So I guess I believe, and I could be wrong, but I remember skimming it and reading that this movie really took off when P. Diddy saw
Yes,
it.
I saw him, his name in the credits.
He watched like an early cut of this movie and yeah. like was brought to tears and then ended up, you know, getting it fully financed and distributed and
yeah.
produced.
Yeah, because apparently, this film got rejected by Sundance, mm-hmm. but they found a way to have it played. And there's rules for how to have a film be eligible for an Oscar nom, mm-hmm. and it has to be running in a certain theater or whatever. But the directors had it play somewhere else for a certain amount of time, so it was eligible.
Yeah,
and ended up winning. But yeah, I guess there is something. I will say about sports documentaries where you're able to measure someone's character and progress so visibly.
Mm-hmm.
And just like there's always this element of mind over matter.
Yeah.
Because it's such a physical thing. And that I can appreciate as mm-hmm. even as someone that doesn't do sports.
Yeah.
And the football scenes were riveting. And yeah.
Yeah, like, I think I like about this movie, especially, like, high school-related, like, sports movies,
mm-hmm.
especially documentaries, is the, like, speeches to the players, like, have a lot more meaning because they're of that age where they're still, like, trying to, like, shape themselves into mm-hmm. into who they are. Like, most, like, sports movies where they're, like, professionals, it just kind of feels a little forced whenever, like Hoosiers or something, like,
yeah.
has that moment where, like, we're having that rallying cry speech. Like,
yeah.
like, the dirty little secret is, like, most real professional sports, like, there's never that kind of a thing because
really?
They're pros and they show up like it's a job and they know what they need to do. And, like,
yeah.
the coach, most coaches, like, are kind of hands off, like, behind the scenes, especially in, like, basketball.
Huh.
And to a smaller extent, football. Although with football, like, it's such a large team that mm-hmm. you kind of need, like, a coach to, like, give mm-hmm. people hell. But, like, if you watch, I challenge you to, like, go watch, like, an episode of All or Nothing mm-hmm. just to see the difference between this movie and what, like, being in the NFL is like. Because, mm-hmm. like, it's a lot more business-like. Like, they have scheduled meetings where they go and, like, have, you know, like, they're in, like, it's like an office job for, like, a lot of these players, and then they work out and then they go out onto the field.
Well, it makes sense because they're playing pro.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing in high school, because when you're in high school, you're still a student, mm-hmm. you're still living at home. And in a way, when you're pro, you don't, those distractions are gone.
Yeah.
And you're also legally an adult.
Yeah.
And so, like, you weirdly have less on your plate, but also more on your plate.
Yeah. It's like, almost easier to be a pro because mm-hmm. you are a professional athlete and all you have to do is worry about being great at football or mm-hmm. basketball. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, a student, you've got all this other
crap.
You've got your financial aid that you're thinking about, your family. Like,
Social life.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you have to worry.
Getting drafted. Like,
that's, yeah, you have to worry about. If you have a stable family life, mm-hmm. but all of that, like, once you're just on the road being a pro, it's like done.
Yeah. And you've got a salary.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a part where they're having a meeting and some kids are showing up late and you hear the exasperation in the coach's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, my son's first football game is in an hour and a half and I'm here. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I it's so stressful for me to watch someone nag.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just these fucking kids, man.
Yeah.
And it's hard because they're so young.
I know.
But they're huge too. And they're just, ugh. Yeah. This was a really good documentary, which I highly recommend. I would say it's an indie darling because even after among the sea of various documentaries now, there is some rawness to it, like I didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely sticks with you. The people in it are very memorable. And there's no moments where you become aware of the editing.
Yeah.
Like it just feels like you're watching something. It doesn't feel like you're supposed to be feeling this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should never be aware of the camera, I feel like, when you're watching it.
I think it's like us. It's just one of those rare documentaries where the characters are just so likable that
mm-hmm.
you want to.
They're
like,
charming.
You wouldn't mind. You could absolutely rewatch. This is a very rewatchable movie. Like,
yeah.
You could go back and revisit these characters.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, they feel like they're your friends.
Like Coach Courtney is very charismatic. OC is. He's
lovable,
very
big,
sweet,
lovable guy.
Yeah, lovable guy. Money's very like the little Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chavis.
Chavis is like, I hate you, but I want you to.
Yeah,
turn
I want you
I'm
to
rooting
do good.
For you.
Like when he's good, he's so good.
I feel like Tyra Banks of just like, I'm rooting for
we
you.
We were all rooting for you. Oh, yeah, because you see so much potential in mm-hmm. him, but he's so troubled because he had the roughest past. Like, wasn't his dad in jail too?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's tough.
Yeah. But yeah,
but check it out. It's streaming on Netflix, so it's very accessible.
Yeah,
and
very
available.
Watchable. And it's a reasonable 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a quick 2 hours.
Yeah. Cody,
yes.
Is there anything you would like to plug since we are coming to the end of our podcast? this is going to come out in, I believe, November.
Coming out in November, so I don't think I have anything to plug come November. But if you want to follow me, I am at officer_cop, KOPP, on Twitter, and then just officercop on Instagram.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you like what you heard, you could rate or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And if you have a suggestion for a film, a question, or a comment, you can email us at indiedarlingspodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram and Twitter under Indie Darlings Podcast. And thank you for joining us.
Hey.
Whoa.
Stop.
Hey now, I know what you're thinking. This is an advertisement and I want to hit that little button that goes forward 15 seconds.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. We got to tell you about our podcast, TV Tunes.
It's great and you're going to love it.
I'm David.
I'm John.
We host a podcast where every week a new guest comes and talks about their favorite cartoon from their childhood.
Yeah, join us on Campfire Media as we become your new favorite podcast.
It's going to happen. Now you can fast forward because we're done, right?
Yeah, the other podcast you're listening to.
Whoa.
Campfire.